Good.
I'm recording now.
Okay, let's do this.
Do we have to?
We do short one.
We do short one?
We do a short one.
Is that a short joke? Because I'm little?
Yeah. I'm glad you got it.
I hate you.
You love me. And I love short people, so.
You works. Actually really do.
I know.
All right, fine.
Enough boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I am Vicky B. And we got, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
How are you doing today, Sarah?
Well, it's Friday.
Yes.
It's November. And it's kind of sort of mother effing snowing. So.
All right, do you actually like the snow? Because I love snow.
I love the snow if I can look at it, if I can play in it. I don't like the snow if I have to be somewhere or I have to drive in it because I suck at it.
Really?
Oh my God, I'm so terrible driving in the snow. And I thought for the longest time it was my car. And then I was told my car is actually supposed to be really good in snow. So I was like, oh, then it's probably just the driver.
It's just, I don't even remember what you're supposed to not supposed to do when you're driving in the snow. I remember my ex taught me because he used to drive and do a lot of stuff with cars. But yeah, it's just going easy with it. Like I mentioned this on the regular show or on the morning show that when I went to Portland, it was when that big ice storm hit.
Oh, yeah.
So my car, we stayed at an Airbnb because we went for my friend's birthday and we were on a hill parked with my front of my car like pointing up. My car completely froze over, so I had to sit there and chip at what I thought was my car, but it's just a huge layer of ice.
See, that sucks.
And we finally get into my car. I get the heat going, and I had two options. I could try to, and I'm in the middle of the hill. It's not like I'm at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah.
And so it's like I can try to go straight and up the hill, but I don't have enough momentum to make it. So I was like, screw it. I'm going to turn around and go down the hill. And I had enough room to turn around, but I would just take my foot off the brake and my car would literally just like slide on its own. And I gently press the brake and pull it off and slide some more. And so, like, I just turned the steering wheel just a little bit and the car just kind of angled itself up. Like, it was, if I would have just let go and let it do its thing, it would have gone real fast.
See, I can't. I'm so afraid. And then I like freak out if I'm not in control. Like, if it slides or does something, I'm like, no. And then I like freak myself out. I'm just like, I would have stayed on that hill.
Yep. Or had somebody else drive you.
Oh, yeah.
But just a side note, if you do want to contact us to chat, like do a rant sesh, because we are still doing those.
Oh, yes.
And Sarah actually has one for a little later we'll get to. Facebook is TheBroad-Cast. Twitter at TheBroadcast999. Same as Instagram. Email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com. Call or text us at 253-778-6029. Like, if you're out drunk and about, just leave us a voicemail. That'd be funny as all hell.
Yes, I love drunk voicemails.
Or drunk texts. I'm cool with that. But we did get a text from our buddy Moose.
Moose!
He says, hey, ladies, so I think my relationship has turned into a polyamorous type situation.
What?
Because he finally got with that girl he was liking.
He was really digging on.
It worked out. We're like, yay, you know, wedding bells. It's like, we had a threesome with a mutual friend that we both hang out with.
Baller.
But last weekend, I was smoking with the girl who isn't my girlfriend, and she made a move on me. I immediately stopped it, and then she told me and my girlfriend already said it was okay if we hooked up. I called her to confirm it, and I checked out. I'm not sure how I feel about this. This is really new to me. What is your opinion?
Whoa, so you had a threesome with your girlfriend and a different girl, and then that other girl tried to hit a move on you when your girlfriend wasn't there, and you were like, whoa, but then your girlfriend later said it was cool.
I'm always worried about that because my buddy, granted, he dated a crazy bitch in high school, and then for a couple years out of high school, you actually know my buddy. And on one occasion, they're all partying. They get really drunk, all of them, and so she's like, oh my God, you should have sex with Sonia. And I'm saying her name because I don't give a crap.
Sonia.
You should totally have sex with her. You know, you're totally allowed to. And he's drunk as hell. And then the chick's like, yeah, no, she said it's cool. She said it was cool in front of my buddy. The other chick confirmed. They go into the other room. They start having sex. And then she comes in like a crazy bitch. and loses her mind. You're cheating on me, blah, 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 blah.
Did they stay together?
Not for very much longer.
Ooh.
Yeah. But it's just like, he was like, but you said, like, you told drunk idiot that it was okay for him to do this. So he did it. That's on you, honey. But she was crazy. Like, I remember we were hanging out of high school. Like, we were like 18, 19 years old. And I hadn't seen him in forever. I was like, oh, man, let's hang out. Let's just, in my town, when you're not 21, there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
So the thing we would all do is we would go store hopping. We would go to Target, the dollar store.
Yeah, make it rain.
Right. And we would usually maybe buy some snacks, but we wouldn't really buy anything. We just go around and looked. And then we got bored and they had just built the new Fred Meyer in Snohomish. We drove to Snohomish and they had caramel apples. Mm. So my buddy's like, my girlfriend would love this. He buys her one. We go back into our hometown to Hagen's. I think that's still there. And he brings it to her at her work, and she starts screaming at him from behind the counter she's working at to get the hell out.
Why?
Because she saw me with him.
Oh, yikes. The and really jealous type.
Yeah. So
okay, then he should know. He should have never slept with a chick if her girl was like that in the first place.
Yeah, he's not the smartest guy. Although the girl he's with now, she balances him out. She's a good egg, and she's smart.
I think this is a very tricky situation, Moose, because I think you have to have a long, serious talk with your girlfriend, because honestly, like, I am all cool with threesomes and whatnot. But to be real, I used to offer my boyfriend a threesome, like, before we were official. And then after we became official, I, like, kind of kept mentioning it. And he brought up the point, like, let's get real. You really wouldn't like that. Like, what if we had done that night? Like, how would you feel about me now if I had slept with one of your friends,
right?
You know? And I was like, you bring up a really good point. Like, as much as I say I'm cool with it, like, the after fact, like, wow.
Like, threesomes, I think, are always more fun when you're not super serious. Like, it's just a bang buddy. Like, we're literally just having fun. I think that's when it's a little bit more, like more comfortable, more acceptable. But when it's, like, you actually love a person, it gets a little weird and
it gets
convoluted.
Weird. And I think it's weird that she is okay. I never understood the whole polyamorous. I could never do it because I could never picture it.
Polyamory is very different than swingers. And that's, polyamory means that you have multiple relationships, which does include sex, or it doesn't, depending on what
you're
doing.
But it's also emotional.
But it's also emotional. Like, you are like, oh, I am married here. This is my girlfriend, but this is also my girlfriend.
What's the word for one that they just sleep with everyone and anything, swingers. But they only have one actual relationship?
Swingers.
Oh, okay.
They're swingers.
So maybe your girl likes the swinger, really. But, like, you have to also think about, okay, if she's saying that you can sleep with another girl, or this other girl, or any other girls, like, you have to think,
is she wanting to sleep with somebody else?
Exactly. Does she want to sleep with any other guy?
And would you be okay with that?
How do you feel about that? Because if you are cool with it, then you guys should really have that conversation if you guys are swingers. And if you're not cool with it, then you need to lay your foot down and be like, I don't want to sleep with anyone else unless you're there, and I want you to do the same.
Yeah, and that's the thing with any polyamorous relationship or swinging relationships. You need to sit down and discuss your rules, discuss your boundaries, and just be open about it. Like, and if later down the line you're like, you know what, these are no longer my boundaries. You're not in trouble for anything you did in the past, but, you know, just as our relationship has gone by, I do not feel comfortable with A, B, and C. I would like to, like, change things. If you don't like that, that is understandable.
My question is, okay, first of all, I want to know how the threesome was, honestly. How was it?
Yeah, we want to get that information.
A, B, C, D, how'd it go? And then I also want to know, did the friend talk to your girlfriend to see if it was cool, like, before she made a move on you? Like, that's really weird.
I think so, because she's like, no, she said it's okay. And then he called the girlfriend, and she did say it was okay.
That's so strange to me.
I'm like, you think
communicate with your girlfriend first, because you guys should have had that conversation before the girlfriend and the other friend.
Yeah, she should have talked to you about it. Be like, by the way, you know, she really likes you, and that's totally fine by me.
Damn, so your girlfriend is way chiller than I am.
Yeah.
I would never be this chill.
So communication.
Yes.
And also know is, like, again, it's the difference between swinging and polyamory. Would she be okay with having this girl be your girlfriend as well, or be each other's girlfriend, like you're the couple's girlfriend? Or if you start getting emotionally attached to this person, could that lead to trouble? Like, in the sense of, she doesn't want you to have an emotional relationship with this person. So again, you got to communicate, figure out what it is that you are allowed to do within the relationship. Are you comfortable with that? And then
go from there. Yeah.
And let us know, because we like reading.
Yes, let us know, please.
Speaking of dating and all that stuff, BuzzFeed recently put out a list of the 9 people you'll date before finding the one. And I was curious to see, Sarah, if you for all, you know, like, let's just say, you know, your current guy is the one, because honestly, he is killing it, knocking it out of the park. I like him. Your dad likes him.
Oh, thanks.
I remember I tried being such a bitch when I met him to scare him. And I like, you could tell in his face, like, I'm up for the challenge. I'll change your mind. I'm like, no, bro, I'm just kidding. You're cool, man. Chill. Let's have a drink.
Aww.
So it's like, I'm just going to assume he is. It's just, you know, you,
gotta, okay, we'll
you have to have the formality of dating and doing all that stuff, right?
Okay, yes.
Before, you know, happily ever after and all that good stuff. But how many of these have you had?
Okay.
The first one is the one who doesn't want anything serious, but is also clingy AF.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to break your heart, baby. And then while holding your hand, seriously, try not to fall in love with me. Okay.
Oh, it's like, yeah. That one.
I just can't be tied down right now as he won't leave you.
That one's so bad, because then I never got, like, I mean, I eventually did, obviously, but I was always so attached. So yeah. I was like, cling. He's going to be clingy. He's going to come back. He's going to eventually want. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, those are the worst.
I hate it when they send you the mixed signals. Like, I had a guy once. He's like, we're not dating. We're not even bang buddies. Like, that's, like, it literally, we were friends who, if we got drunk, all bets were off.
What's and it that?
Was,
yeah.
It was funny because it was one of those, like, oh, we're at a movie. We're going to go do this. Do you want a drink? Yeah. So it was just, like, we were both using alcohol as our excuse for our quote-unquote bad behavior or whatever we did. Which, after a while, got real frustrating. It's like, but I want to do this with you sober. Like, yeah, like you're making me feel, like, super, like, uncomfortable thinking that you don't want to be with me unless you're drunk. Because I don't think he wasn't ready for a relationship. He's now in a relationship, and, like, I see pictures online. I'm like, okay, that works. Like,
he wanted the excuse to, like, if he was sober, then he would have, like, no excuse to not want it.
He was an interesting guy, though. He didn't like just sleeping around, at least not then. But then he would say stuff to me like, oh, so I told my parents about you. I was like, what? What are you talking about? And he's like, well, they asked me if I was seeing anybody. I'm like, but you have explicitly said we're not seeing each other.
Yeah.
You very clearly have said that. And then when I brought that up, he's like, well, you're overthinking it, Vicky, because you overthink everything. And I'm just like,
well, what are your parents thinking? Okay.
They're thinking like, and he'd make some comments like, oh, yeah, we should go see him sometime. I'm like, what?
Why would you introduce me to them?
I barely see you naked. Like, why do I want to see your parents?
Yeah, those are bad.
All right. Next one. Yeah, I think we've both been through something similar.
Yeah.
The one your friends force you to meet. Have you ever had your friends meet, you know?
I was set up on a blind date, and I'm always, like, one for really trying, like, especially if you're a cool dude and we like get along, but I kind of get along with everyone and I kind of can have a conversation with anyone. So I mean, I went on like way too many dates with one dude, and then at one
point, is it the one I know?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
No. And then I was, oh no, huh, not that one.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny though. But then at just one point I was just like, he wanted to get dinner, and then I just sent, I was like,
oh, I do remember this.
I was like, I need to make something clear. We're obviously, because after three dates nothing happens, I will friend zone the F out of you. Like, I'm over it. Even if I'm sexually, like, where, you know what I mean? Even if I'm attracted to you, if nothing's happened, nothing's happened, done. So I don't say that they were, I mean, I guess I wasn't forced to meet him, but I met him and then had it drag on way too long. Ugh. He was so, he was nice, but
it's just like,
there's
got to
be that thing there.
Man up.
Yeah. Have well, you?
Like, I'm trying to think, like, my last blind date kind of a situation, my friend got us together, it was about 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago, and we didn't end up dating for a couple of months. He became my boyfriend, which to me is a big thing. Like, I don't just have boyfriends.
Yeah.
And we got along really well, but, you know, it's just, we broke it off. And I'm thinking, my friend Ashton, she did introduce me to this guy. She was dating before her now husband, a couple guys before her now husband. She was dating this coworker of hers, and she's like, oh, my God, you should meet his roommate. And I saw pictures. I'm like, oh, he's cute, and he's nerdy. Cool. But then, like, one, there was no spark, and two, he had real nasty-ass teeth. Like, he had been smoking for, like, 20 years, teeth.
Was he still smoking, too?
Yeah, like, we smoked hookah that night, which was my first time, and made me nauseous.
Yeah, I don't like hookah either.
Yeah. So, but I was just like, I'm not. Like, teeth, I don't mind if they're a little, like, crooked and stuff, but when they're just gross,
yeah,
I'm like, I can't get past that. Like, I have no desire to, like, and I know it's
kiss
superficial.
You and stuff, yeah.
Like, I don't get mad when guys are like, you don't have the body type that I'm attracted to. I'm like, I can't get mad. You're not attracted to me. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not attracted to, like,
There's always
teeth.
A certain something that you have to, yeah.
I just hate it when girls, they're like, oh my God, like guys are so shallow, but if he's not 6 foot two, then I'm not going to date him. It's like, bitch, but if he says that you're a little too heavy for him, you're going to get
mad.
You're
going to cry. Yeah.
It's like, you
know
what?
And be like, he's so mean.
I'm like, you can change your weight. He can't change his height.
Yeah, that sucks.
The third one is the one your parents hate.
Oh, yeah.
That was my first one. There's a like cute little drawing on this. It's like the beanie they never take off at the dinner table, tattoo of ex's name that your dad has asked about five times, what your mother calls a death hat. It's a motorcycle helmet. And he's smoking. It's like what your mother calls a death stick, ripped jeans that all parents hate for some reason. He's like, this effing dinner is effing bomb.
I honestly think almost all my exes my dad hates.
Yeah.
My mom gets along way
Even
better with everyone.
One?
I don't really know about him very much.
I don't see him necessarily hating him. I think he's just very like, I don't care.
Very about him.
Which I'm pretty sure most people feel like that way.
I know my mom definitely hated one of them. Definitely.
Is that the one that went to prison?
Yep. That's the one.
Nice, Sarah.
And that's also the one that when the first thing you said that I was so just like, he was like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. But I was like, but I love you so much. And then he called me like the next hour and want to hang out. And I'm like, okay.
It's like, God dang it. Number four is the one with zero boundaries. The one that like the picture they're showing is a girl on the toilet. And he's like, miss you. It's like, leave me alone.
I'm trying to think if I have that or have had that.
I don't think I've had anybody that, you know, clingy and like, oh.
I think my boyfriend and I now are kind of in that stage still. We're in the super like, but I love it because I'm the same way.
But if you need your space and you ask him, he'll give it to you.
Oh,
you won't be butthurt about it.
Oh, no.
This one.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
What?
Ooh, the
what?
One that's perfect on paper, but the spark isn't there. He has a full-time job, speaks multiple languages, owns their apartment. Your mom loves them. Sexual attraction? None. I have a buddy, like, I mean, we've hooked up a couple of times, but I'm like, it's not there. Like, I think he would treat me like nobody else has. And I freaking adore him. So I try to make sure that he knows and I do stuff for him so he knows that, like, I appreciate him in my life and my friendship with him. But I'm just, like, not feeling it. I'm like, I could totally marry you. And if I said, hey, let's get married tomorrow and let's start a family and let's do all this, he would totally be down. But I'm like, I wouldn't. You're not the one I want to do that with.
Doesn't that suck?
Yeah.
There's this guy that I don't know. We weren't really boyfriend girl. We just like were kind of seeing each other. And he was like gorgeous and kind of all the checklist, blah, blah, blah. And then we started like hooking up. And I was just so not turned on.
Oh.
It was so weird. And then I kept looking at him and I kept looking at his body because he had a good face. He had a great body. It was. And I was like, what's happening? Why? Hello? Do I work still? Like,
it's
you know?
Like, what's going on here?
It was really strange.
I hate it, though, when there was this guy, and I ran into him on the street a couple months ago, actually, when I was on my way to the Metallica concert. He's married now. But I think it was, like, 6 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. We connected after high school. We were never friends in high school. And we started talking online and became friends, and then I invited him over, and we just had like long conversations and we talked for hours and it was just, I was like really like vibing on him. He was super cute, just such a nice guy. And once we got down to business, his action was so tiny. I know that they say size doesn't matter, but there is such thing as too big and there is such thing as too small. So in a broad sense, size does matter. And literally before I went in to find the action, I heard him whisper under his breath, I'm sorry. And I was like, what is he talking about? And usually, like, when you grab, like, you slide your hand up a guy's inner thigh, you find it, right? I had a hard time finding it.
Oh, my God, I'm so
like, I literally had
him
to, like, go, like, make the U-turn, like, the U, like, you know how
you gotta cup your hand to find it.
Yeah, like, I went all down the thigh, all down the other thigh in one swift motion, and it took me a minute. I couldn't find it. And it was so tiny. And so, I mean, I had sex with him still a couple times.
Like, how can we, like, measure that? Like,
I don't know. I don't remember. It's been that long ago. But I just remember him doing his damnedest trying. And
is this when he was, like ready to go?
Or? Yeah.
Oh! Because sometimes they're showers. Or growers, not showers.
Right?
So, well, I mean, it's a little. And then once once you help it out, it's like,
right.
Oh, there you. Okay, here you are.
No,
but
because, like. And so he would be trying his damnedest. He'd be like, I just made sure I never to face him while we were doing it.
Yeah, because your face would be like, is it still there?
I'm like, this guy's just so nice and he's trying so hard. I'm like, I want him to have a good time.
Are we talking like a pinky size?
Probably.
Wow.
It wasn't very girthy either, so it wasn't.
Are you?
I'm like.
Like your index, okay, and your two fingers could probably do more.
Maybe, hold on. I'm trying to think. It might have been like that, but that's nothing.
She's holding up the size of maybe my ring finger. Maybe.
Maybe. But it wasn't super girthy either, so it's like, because usually I don't mind if they're not super lengthy, but if they're a little thicker, then that kind of gets the job done sometimes.
That's crazy.
But I'm just like, God, I made the noises and everything. And
Did you go down to Southtown well with it, though? Because it's like, I mean, I can fit that easily all in my mouth.
I don't remember if I did with him, but there was another situation with a similar, this guy was super... super hot, like really cute guy, and I did, like, we were seeing each other for a minute and I did do it, and he's like, oh my god, you're so good at this. I'm like, because there's nothing.
Yeah, because it's so easy.
It's so, like, easy.
Just putting a spoon in my mouth is more,
right?
Action.
It's
in
like
my mouth.
I brush my teeth and I gag more than this. Jesus. Anywho,
god, it's so, I want to, like, I am so curious now, like, I want to meet this guy and then see it. And then just,
yeah, he's married now, so I don't think that'll happen. There's a lot of guys that I used to see that are now married.
When you think about his wife, are you like, oh, like, I know what you're working with? And
well,
I'm
wondering if she just has a narrow cervix.
Yeah, maybe that's like huge for her.
Yeah.
See, guys, even if you have a tiny ding-a-ling, there are girls out there that have shallow cervix.
Or is it like a shallow you know, birth canal?
A shallow birth canal, so here, you'll fit perfectly.
Let me find a picture of them, actually.
Oh, I thought you were going to find me a picture of a small ding-a-ling.
No.
Well, darn.
Aren't they cute?
Oh, shoot. Let me hold on.
They're real cute.
Super cute. Oh, it's so sad to picture his small ding-a-ling now.
Right?
Yeah, because he's so cute.
Oh, well. You tried your hardest, buddy, so, I mean, don't think I didn't appreciate
that. And he probably got feeling good, right?
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, my God, that was so great. You're amazing. Like, he was super complimentary afterwards. I'm like, cool. Because I'm feeling I felt huge.
You sure it wasn't like a hot dog down a hallway kind of thing?
I know I'm not.
Yeah, but.
But I felt like, and like, he's so skinny, too, so I felt huge in a different way, too.
Yeah.
I felt really massive, but I don't know.
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm like, oh, well, at least we had the conversation. Number six is the one who's definitely still in love with their ex. Oh, Michelle loved this park. Michelle loved dogs. Michelle loved flowers. And she loved art. Just the
I
one
don't
that
think
kept
I've
bringing
ever dated anyone like that. Because if I thought for a second you were still into your ex, I would drop you.
It's like, I'm good, thanks, bro.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, you gotta get over that. I don't know if I've ever been a rebound, really.
Hmm.
I mean, probably like hooking up, yeah, totally, but that's fine.
I mean, that happens.
Yeah.
The one that comes to mind was this really, really weird guy I met online. I think I don't know if I was 21 yet or not. But he like, this is when I still kind of had a thing for the emo thing. Like, right before the emo thing died down, Danny, it died a while ago, by the way.
Skinny pants and hair in the face.
Yeah, and like, he had the eye, like, he had like a bunch of tattoos, which when you're, you know, in your early 20s and you're broke, like, somebody who has a lot of tattoos looks super cool.
You're like, I'm gonna be you.
He was all skinny and he had like piercings and the eyeliner and stuff. So I was like, oh my God, this guy's cute. And I went out with him and I think I was a little worried about where to meet him. And I think he said, let's meet at the bus station, because I think he took the bus up in Everett. And so we met there and we hung out, because it's a really cool, like, building area.
Okay.
So we kind of hung out outside and just talked. And he's like, yeah, well, I actually have a girlfriend. Pretty sure. Oh. But, like, I always check in her phone. And, like, it wasn't a dating site I met him on. I met him on, like, it was like MySpace, but dumber.
Yeah.
And you can just see all the, like, local people and they can be your friend and stuff. And I was like, sure, whatever. I'll do it. And he's like, yeah, like, if I have a girlfriend, like, you know, I have to be able to, I go through her phone all the time and I make sure she's not cheating on me and I make sure I'm checking all her texts. And I'm sitting here like, what the hell is wrong with you? Then I'm like, then why are you hanging out with me?
Yeah, like, why aren't you with her? Like,
you know, and it's like, yeah. And then, like, I don't remember if it was that day. It's been so long. It's been about 8 years, 8 or 7 years, so I don't remember. I don't remember if I went on two dates with him or one. Because I remember we went to Denny's and we had breakfast, right? And one of the things that also turned me off is that he was a crappy tipper.
Oh, yeah.
And, he didn't, tip anything for the server. And so I had to go in, and I didn't have a whole lot of money. So I had to, try to leave money for the server for him. I'm like, you realize I've worked in a restaurant?
Yeah, don't do that when people who've worked at restaurants you're out with.
Right. Especially if the service wasn't bad. It was good.
Yeah.
So I was just like, cool, I'm over it. But then he would message me, once a year, it seemed like, oh, man, I can't believe I blew my chance to date Vicky Barcelona.
Ew.
And this was on my Vicky Barcelona, before I had a fan page, my Facebook page.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here, I'm like, gross, really?
Well, aren't you too busy stalking your ex's Facebook or current or whatever?
I'm like, just no, dude, leave me alone. I wouldn't want to date you anyways. Even if you're single, I don't want to date a guy who's going to go through my phone. No.
Hell
not okay.
No. That's the moment you know your relationship is screwed. If you guys are going through each other's phones, what kind of trust?
Yeah. It's like, nope.
Is that?
So if you're listening to this, no need to message me. I am not interested. Number 7 is the one whose fashion sense is a total deal breaker. Cargo shorts with a shirt tucked into the underwear, socks with sandals, checkered fedora. It's funny because when you're dating someone, when you really, really like somebody, you sometimes don't mind some of their fashion choices and some of the things you really love.
Yeah.
My ex, he used to wear a fedora, but he was kind of a rocker guy. And so one of my favorite things he would do, he'd wear a button down shirt with a tie, but then put a black button down shirt. And then he'd put a really tight, not super tight, but a tightly fitting band shirt over it.
Oh my God, that's a lot of clothing.
Yeah, but it looked super cool. The way he would do it with the tie and everything, it looked really sleek.
He could pull it off. Yeah.
He pulled it off, but then he'd wear a fedora sometimes. And I remember I ran into him years and years later, and he was wearing the fedora. And this is after we were friends for a minute after, we were cool with each other. So we were kind of talking again. He was wearing a fedora and just a regular hat and jeans and stuff. And I texted him, I'm like, dude, I gotta tell you, you look so stupid right now.
Really?
And he's like, what? You used to love this fedora. I'm like, yeah, but do you know what a neck beard is, Sarah?
No.
So it's kind of like on a Reddit thing. It's the guys who, it's a stereotype on really nerdy guys, the ones that carry the anime pillows and stuff.
Okay.
And they call them neck beards because their beard is basically, there's nothing really on the chin and the cheeks. It's mostly down on the neck.
Oh, so it's actually a neck beard.
Yeah, they call it a neck beard. And they're the ones that are stereotypically on Facebook saying, hello, m'lady. And they'll they'll get their fedora and say, m'lady. And then they'll complain about how they're friend zone and how they're a nice guy and that girls are stupid because they don't see that they're such a good guy and they do all these things. By the way, if you think that you're such a nice guy that a girl talking to you or you being nice to a girl means that they have to have sex with you, then you're not a nice guy.
True that.
Just saying. So that's why the fedoras make me think of the m'lady.
Oh, m'lady.
Douches.
You want to have sex with me and my neck beard and my fedora?
Do you want a neck beard ride?
Gross. That would give you such inner thigh rash.
Yeah, okay, that's bad. What is one thing fashion-wise that either your current boyfriend or previous boyfriends that you're just like, mm-mm.
My current boyfriend loves Birkenstocks. Hate them.
Birkenstocks. Oh, the sandals. Yes.
I hate them with a passion.
They're
loves them.
They're so expensive.
They're so ugly.
Something that died out when I was in fifth grade.
Right?
Fifth or sixth grade is now. I went to the store. I went to I passed by Nordstrom's or Macy's. They're $100 and something for these stupid sandals.
They're stupid. Yeah, he'll wear them with basketball shorts. He'll wear them with socks, without socks. One time they were in our kitchen. They were just chilling. And my brother comes over and my brother's because my mom doesn't live in our house with us. My brother goes, why are mom's shoes here? And I'm those are George's. Cause my mom loves them too. And I think they're the brown color. I hate them. I hate them. So I hate that. And then he also has, he works outside. So he has a lot of construction colored outfits, which is fine. The bright yellow and the bright orange. I mean, it's not my favorite, but it's whatever.
I mean,
but
it's a safety thing.
Yeah. But he has this one that's so stained and there's just circles of oil and dirt. It's too much and I hate it. And he cut it into a vest. And I'm like, you can wear that at work. That's cool. But guess what? When we're hanging out, you're not at work. Don't wear that. So anytime he wears it, I'm like, no.
Do you ever do his laundry? Throw some Coke in there. Coca-Cola, I mean.
What would that do?
It releases the grease, oil.
Does it?
That's what they say.
We need to put a whole can of like cans of Coke in all of his
like the 2 liter
outfits.
Ones.
Yeah, because it's all stained.
Is there anything like you've had a boyfriend say like they hated you wearing?
That's a good question.
For me, I have. What
oh
is
my
it?
God. I was okay. So I love sweatpants and sweatshirts, and I would much rather be in that than jeans. If I'm in jeans, I go home and I put sweatpants on. So
preach, me too.
Yeah. So I was wearing sweats and sweatpants, and I, my boyfriend and I at the time were going out to the grocery store, and he looked at me and he said, "Are you really going to wear that?" And I was furious.
As you should be.
I was like, you have two options. You can either walk in that store with me hand in hand and everyone will know we're together and yes, I'm wearing this. Or two, I'm still going to wear this and we'll act like we don't even know each other. Like, I was so mad. I'm still mad about it. Like, yeah, I can wear sweats and sweatpants. Screw you.
It's like the store, though. Like, everyone's wearing their freaking Lululemon's leggings and, like, yoga pants when they're not going to yoga, and that's okay. It's
I would get if we were going to dinner with his parents or if we were going to an event or something, but we're literally going to the store to get dinner.
Yeah. Like, for me, if I'm going to, like to a restaurant to get food, I'll put on like a pair of leggings or jeans or something.
Yeah, something a little more tighter, a little more form-fitting.
But like if I'm just like QFC is like a block away from my house, I'm keeping my sweatpants on. I'm putting Uggs on or just my workout tennis shoes.
Hair up, no makeup. I don't care.
I do not care at all. I did have an ex. I think the same one I mentioned earlier. I was talking to you. I don't remember if I... It wasn't in a... Was it? Oh, it was an off mic conversation I was having. We said on air today... Like, when have we, like, just kind of walked out in a blaze of glory?
Oh, yes.
And an ex I had been with for 3 years. We had been on and off. We finally break up for good. But we're still kind of hooking up because he moved to Seattle and I was working in Seattle. So I would come over to his house. He'd let me chill out before I needed to drive wherever I needed to go, which was really nice of him. But we'd still hook up. And then I started seeing other guys. And one day he kind of gets frustrated that, you know, I think he figured out because, like, I was texting somebody. I'm like, oh, I really got to go now. I got to go meet somebody up. Okay, I'll see you later. And I went on a date after we had hooked up. It was the first time I had ever started doing anything like this. The start of Slutty Vicky.
feel a little, it gets your adrenaline going, doesn't
right?
it?
Like, I'm just like, okay, well.
I just did this one guy and now I'm out with this guy.
Yeah, I'm like, it was just going to be a date. I wasn't planning on having sex with the second guy. I was just going to meet him and see where I was
wasn't
going.
Wasn't planning on it.
Yeah, but we did not. I never saw him again after that. He was just kind of nuts.
Oh.
Pathological liar, I think, or whatever it's called.
Those are the greatest.
And I'm sitting here, I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Because it was very see-through. Anywho, so he texts me later. He's like, or we were texting. He's like, well, or calling on the phone. I don't think I can do this. Like, I don't want to be us seeing other people, you know, if we're going to do this and stuff like that. I'm like, okay. But we're not, and I'm like, we're not together though. So what's the big deal? He then sends me a text at some point. He's like, can I talk to you tomorrow? Can you come by and can we talk? I'm like, okay, well, what is it about? And I'm thinking, oh, you know, because he'd been saying this stuff. Maybe he wants to get back together. We've given it a couple months. Maybe it's time we can make it work. And he's like, God damn it, Vicky, just come over tomorrow. I'm like, oh, do not like this attitude. So I show up to his house, just assuming. I'm like, it's not a good conversation, so I'm just waiting.
Yeah.
And I sit down. I'm like, what? And he's sitting on his bed. He looks a little, like, distraught, and I did not care.
You're like.
And I'm just like, what's up? And he's like, I don't think we can see each other anymore at all. Like, we need to completely cut ties and all this stuff. And then the second he said that, I pulled out my phone. I'm like, on my phone. And he's like, can you just like put your phone away? I'm having a serious conversation. I'm like, oh, no worries. Look, I just deleted your phone number. Don't have to worry about me contacting you. Bye. And I just walked out. I'm like, all right, see ya. Have a nice life.
Did he ever reach or try to?
No. Technically, I did years and years later because we all hung out. We were hanging out with our group of friends. Like, he introduced me to a bunch of people. And we went to Oktoberfest in Leavenworth, and his buddy, or like our mutual buddy, and his wife were there, and the buddy's drunk. The wife was pregnant. He's like, man, like, I'm so glad you could have made it this weekend. You know, we asked, you know, so-and-so first, but he couldn't make it, so we invited you. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, wait, what? Because I was drunk, too. Like, you invited him first? It's like, yeah, but, you know, we didn't want to make you guys uncomfortable, invite both of you. And so that really bummed me out. So I'm like, there's stuff I'm missing out on because he's going.
Oh.
Or there's stuff that he gets to miss out on because I'm going. Like, I hate that our friends have to, like, be choosy about what they invite who to, you know?
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, totally.
So that night, being drunk, I texted him or messaged him. I found him on Facebook, messaged him because I didn't have his phone number anymore. And I said, hey, dude, I know it's been a long time and I'm drinking Leavenworth with our friends. And I just want to say that we're okay now, aren't we? Like, we can be in the same room together at the very least. I'm not saying we should be friends or anything, but we can be okay.
Yeah.
I didn't hear from him for like months and months and months. And he finally responded. He's like, dude, every time I'd start writing this, I didn't know what to say, or I didn't like what I said, so I erased it, so I didn't know how to reply to you. And I honestly just forgot. And I finally got the words after like 9 months. Funny enough, I was getting a flu shot when I got the message. So I was like,
You're like, what the hell?
And I was getting the stupid flu shot so I could see the baby from the pregnant friend.
Oh.
And she's like, you need a flu shot before you come see the baby. Fine. So yeah, he was always that like guy though.
He so what'd he say? Like, rough. Yeah, he's we're like, cool. Yeah.
So we got together like once or twice and had a coffee and sat and talked about where our lives were. I think this was, wait, how old am I? I'm 28. This was about 5 years ago.
Damn.
Yeah. And like, I've run into him at the grocery store before. I'm like, what are you doing here? And he's like, of course I look like crap because I was in my sweatpants, by the way.
Sweatpants, sweatshirt, no makeup.
Yeah, like my hair up, no makeup. I had a jug of milk in one hand. I had art supplies in the other. I'm like, hey, how's it going? What are you doing here? You don't live here. I do.
Yeah, what the hell? Have you guys like been at group settings?
No, because I honestly, once those friends started having babies, they started hanging out with other friends that were in couples. And being the single slutty friend, it's hard to be in that, like, for friends to feel comfortable inviting you into that world. I have, like, my cousin, she doesn't care what my lifestyle is. She's like, you're my family and you're my friend, so I want you to be around my kids, I want you to be around my family.
Totally.
Referring to her, like, her husband and her husband's family. So it's just, it's weird with some people, and some people just like kind of grow up. It's like, I want to have like brunch, and I'm doing all these like, you know, things with my family and arts and crafts, and it's just like, okay, bitch, you did a body shot off me, get off your high horse. You sucked a shot out of my non-existent boobs at the time. I was like pushing them together as much as I could. I'm like, I got nothing, man.
I will always do a body shot off you, Vicky.
No matter how many babies you have and how old we are.
No matter how many times I want to get brunch.
Okay, so let's make a deal.
Okay.
For one of our 40th birthdays.
40th? Oh, snap. Yeah. Okay.
40th. Because we still got a little over 10 years.
Hell yeah.
We are going to go full on bad mom in it, just crazy,
so down.
Crazy slutty action.
Yes.
Even if we live in different parts of the world, we're doing it.
Yeah, we have to like come together. Probably Vegas.
That I feel like it'd be weird if it wasn't Vegas.
And then I don't know why, but I feel like the bad moms, the scene that I just really want to do from that movie is when they go in the grocery store.
I haven't seen that movie.
Oh, God, I'm pretty sure they just get whatever they want. At one point, this chick like takes a thing of cereal and just like dumps cereal in her mouth and just takes a gallon of milk and just chugs out of it. And I'm like, I want to do that. So we have to do that.
We can make that happen for your birthday coming up.
I know, but like, I'm like too young to get away. Like, I'm not, you know, like, I feel like you can only get away with that
if you're really little or really old.
Yeah, exactly.
Your 40's not that old.
Yeah, you're right.
Because it's going to be here before we know it.
Oh, God, don't say that. Oh, no.
Anyways, I know that was a very long tangent to get to the point. Was this guy that I dated for 3 years hated attention. Like, he didn't, like, I'm very, like, woo, I work for radio station. Obviously, I like some sort of attention. I like entertaining, and I like performing, and I love being the life of the party. And I always have. He's very okay with not being at the center of attention. He does not like any at all, really. So I remember on one occasion at the restaurant I worked at, I went and visited some of the girls as I was waiting for him to come meet me up in town. I'm sitting there and I'm wearing my favorite jeans and they are ripped all the way down from like the inner thigh to outer thigh, all the way down, just raggedy. I love these jeans. So I'm sitting at the booth. He sits with me. We chat for a little bit with the girls and it's time to leave. And I get up and he looks me up and down and he just kind of rolls his eyes and sighs. He's like,
rude.
And I'm just like, what? He's like, nothing. And I'm just, I wish I had more balls. Like, granted, I'm pretty much of a pushover, but I have a little bit more balls than I did 10 years ago.
Did he ever, like, did you guys ever talk about it? Did he ever say anything about it?
He was really bad at talking.
Oh.
We didn't.
And you were bad at sticking up for yourself?
I was really good at, like, fighting. But I was really good at taking care of him. It's a weird, long relationship that I learned a lot from.
Good. Well, and you guys are good now.
Yeah, I mean, he deleted me off, because we added each other on Facebook so we can talk to get together. But he deleted me a while ago. I'm like, F you, buddy.
That's weird.
Because I looked him up on Facebook, I'd realized I'm like, he had deleted me. But he didn't delete my brother. Like, he's been friends with my brother this entire time on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, because your brother probably doesn't say anything to him.
Yeah, but he loves my brother. He loves my parents, I think, more than me. Like, he loved my family more than I think he loved me. Is that weird?
That's why you're the one deleted off Facebook.
Right? Anyways, my dad still sometimes talks about him. I'm like, Dad, you don't know how much of an S-show he was. But yeah, he hated the way I dressed because I was still trying to be a rocker. And he was not.
And it's so scandalous.
I know, because I'm like, when I met you, you had long hair. And then you cut it off shortly before we started dating. I'm like, I want that rocker guy.
Yeah, here's a wig.
Anyways, number 8, because there's still 9 on this list, is the one who doesn't appreciate you as much as they should. It's like, oh, I love that dog. I love pizza. I love this lamp. I love you. Love is such a strong word.
Oh.
It's just like the guy that's like, I love it. Like, you know, they don't treat you like they want to. It's almost like the clingy one. It's like, I want to act like I'm in a relationship, but I don't want to commit.
Yeah.
Or I'm nervous to commit.
I don't know if I've had that. Really? Thank God. I've had a lot of friends who've had that, though, especially nowadays. The whole, like, we're doing everything we're supposed to be doing as couples, but we're not a couple. Like,
that gets frustrating.
We're not together. We just hang out a lot and do it. But I'm not calling my girlfriend. I don't like you like that. You know, it's like,
I'm getting to the age where I don't have time for that.
Yeah. Who has time for that? That's exhausting. Like, especially if the other person has feelings. Ugh.
It's like, I like that, like my bang buddy that I do have. Like, we do go out and do stuff. Like, we go see movies together. Or I saw, like, the first couple episodes of Stranger Things with him. Like, we just sit on the couch and hang out. But it's very much, like, a switch.
And sometimes hook up.
Yeah, but it's like a switch. Like, we go from friend mode. We flip the switch. Okay, doing it mode. Then we flip the switch. We don't hold hands, like, when we're out and about. We don't get all cuddly in public. We're just two homies who are sitting at a bar drinking. And then once we get, like, sometimes we'll, like, cuddle on the couch. When, like, but that usually leads to sex.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, when we watch Stranger Things, we just sat on the couch next to each other. Like, we each had our own blanket. We sat, like, real close, but we weren't cuddling.
And you guys both don't have feelings for each other, so it works.
Yeah, it's a very weird situation. There was a minute where I thought I was, and then I realized she would be an awful boyfriend.
Oh, really?
This is a bad idea. So we just...
Stop it, Vicky, stop it.
And so, I mean, that was weird. Like, I managed to kind of get out of that, and I'm like, cool, you're just my homie. Like, I know
that's
you're probably
good.
Doing stuff with other people. You know I'm probably doing stuff with other people, and this is how it works. When we both are in a relationship, we respect that, and we
don't
distance each other.
And do you guys hang out still?
Not really.
That's
just
because,
like, that, and it's too, like, we're too busy.
Yeah.
So if you have a girlfriend and a job and all this stuff, you don't really have time to hang out with a female
friend. I call myself a full-time job. I tell my boyfriend... I am a full-time mother effing job.
I believe it. The last one on the list is the one who needs to get their S together. It's like, did you know you have to pay rent every month? And then it's like, eternal bedhead, toilet paper stuck to shoe, undetermined stains on shirt, three-week-old takeout containers on the floor. Speaking of which, I have a lot of crap I need to get out of my car.
I gotta say, I mean, like, some of those, I feel like they're just all dudes. Like, the whole takeout container. And, I mean, guys are just...
There's some girls that are messes.
I mean, some girls are really messy, too. But a lot of guys are just... They just don't care. Which is really nice, in a way. Like... Oh, like,
so if things get a little dirty sometimes, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world at all. But it's like, I'll go over to George's and, like, we had, like, wine, let's say 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I'll go over there, like, maybe I'd go over there today and it's still there. My cup, the butlin, like, it's not crazy messy, but it's messy enough that it would drive me crazy. Like, How are these glasses still here? Like, how? Like, and then I'll be like, I'm going to go put these upstairs because I don't even know when the hell it ever got done. So I feel like all my boyfriends have been like that. But the actual ones that need to get their ass together, yes. The one who went to jail for sure.
Right.
And probably the one before that. Probably the one after that. Probably just the one, my ex. He was just whatever.
I know. I feel like most of my exes, like my last boyfriend, I don't know whatever happened to him. Because, like,
that is a mystery.
Last I heard, he knocked up the chick right after me.
Jeez.
So that was
so
cool.
Had a baby.
They had a baby.
Wait, which, who's this? The most recent ex?
Yeah.
What?
The one 3 years ago?
What?
Yeah.
The ones that Sandy?
Yes.
Wasn't that good?
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, no, he knocked up. My friend's the one that, like, texted me. She's like, I gotta tell you something. I'm like, is it about him? Yes. Is he getting married or did he knock someone up? He knocked someone up. I'm like, cool story. And I immediately went into Facebook and I blocked him on Facebook So he would never reach out to me, and I'd never feel tempted while drunk to reach out to him.
So he has a kid.
I guess. I mean, I never looked back or checked up on that.
Really? Did they keep it?
I don't know.
I wouldn't know.
I don't want, because at the time it was still a fresh wound, like us breaking up, because I was bummed. It wasn't as awful as my previous breakups, but I just like, I really don't want to know. I don't need this information because at the end of the day, it's going to suck. It's going to hurt me. And I know it's going to hurt me. So I don't want to look into it. Mm. If it was like a guy I casually dated, I'd be like, hell yeah, I want to get the deets. But I didn't want to because I actually cared about this person.
That whole relationship and, well, you obviously don't have to say breakup, was such a mystery.
It was so weird.
It's still so mysterious. So how do you feel now? Is it still an open wound, or do you want to know or not know? Or
at this point, I don't really care. Like, I don't know what that information will do for me. Is it going to help me? It's not going to make my life any better. It's not going to make me, oh yeah, haha, your life sucks now. Or, oh, yeah, your life's awesome now. I don't care. I don't want to know. Like, sometimes curiosity does get the best of me, but in this situation, I really don't.
So the person that told you never, like, followed up with it?
Yeah, I don't talk to her very often. And I'm like, I haven't really seen her much in those last couple years because that's all she'd want to talk about.
Yeah.
Because she's the one
that
set
us up.
That's
the common ground.
And I'm like, honey, I don't want to know.
Now, if I like looked him up and like I found out, would you want to know?
Be like, why the hell are you looking him up?
I'm so curious now.
But you don't know his last name, so we're all good.
I know, that's the problem. And now you don't follow him, so now I can't figure it out.
Nope.
Actually, I could like go through all your friends and like really, if I really wanted to.
Because you don't know the one that introduced us. Because he's not friends with a lot of people that I know.
I know, he's a he now. Thought for sure it'd be a she, so thank you.
What?
That he introduced you guys.
Sure.
Oh gosh, I'm wrong. I just assumed it was a girl. It's probably still a girl. That's weird that you don't even, like, I'd be so curious. Like, my ex who was in prison got a chick pregnant, and like they recently had a kid, and I'm all over it.
But how long ago did you guys date though, too? Or long. Like, but like to the point where, so he got her pregnant maybe 4 months after we broke up, 5 months after we broke up.
But you guys only dated for like 3 months, right?
Yeah, 3 or 4 or something. But it was one of those like whirlwind, like, oh my God, we really care about each other. Like,
I mean, it was probably an oopsie pregnancy.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like, planned.
It's really easy to get someone pregnant.
It just sucked because like I thought everything was good and then it just changed from one day to another and it really bummed me out.
Just in one day, it was just over?
It was, yeah. Like, he just, for, like, a couple days, he was acting really distant. Because for me, my job and life and, like, his job, like, we had a hard time, like, seeing each other because we had opposite schedules. He wouldn't get off work until really late at night, and I'd have to be at work really early. And by the time I get off work, he would be going into work.
At work, yeah.
So I legit, like, have to schedule things. And even with my ex a couple years ago, that was, as much as he's annoying as crap, we had a system in place. It would be one day a week. We'd go through our phones, our calendars, like, okay, what do you got going on this week? Because I want to make sure I could see you for a couple times.
Yeah.
So we would make it work. Like, there are many a times where I would drive to wherever he was working, whether it be Kirkland or Ballard, which was pretty far from, like, the freeway. And I would sleep in my car for an hour or two until he got off work and got to lunch.
Mm.
And then we'd go get lunch either at, like, the grocery store, because I'd, like, park underneath the grocery store in Ballard. And we just go in and get lunch, or go to Subway, or we'd go somewhere. And then once we were done with his lunch, he'd go back to work and I'd go home because I was living in Lake Stevens at the time.
Yeah.
Like, at least with this guy, I was living in Seattle, so it was a little easier. He lived in Capitol Hill, like 10 minutes from me.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, but we had weird schedules. So I'd be like, okay, well, on this day you get into work at like 11:30, so how about I get off work real quick, like right after the show, and I'll go pick you up so you don't have to take the bus. And I'll drive you to work and we can get a coffee. So I try to plan it out with that. And like I later found out that that is part of the reason he broke up with me was because he didn't like that I was so scheduled. Like, it weirded him out. Like, after we broke up, I'm like, dude, I need some sex. Could you help me out? Are you free right now? And he's like, no, I'm busy. He's like, I'm free tomorrow. I'm like, okay, cool. I can come over tomorrow. He's like, did we just schedule sex? I'm like, yeah, it's not that weird, dude. And he thought it was the weirdest thing.
Wait, the guy that broke up with you?
Yeah, the last boyfriend. He thought it was Sandy.
Sandy, the one who didn't like the scheduling, but then you guys scheduled to do it.
Yeah, but he did. Like, I tried to do that after again, and he did not like it. He just wasn't into the schedules.
Weird. But like, how else are you going to see each other?
Right. And so he's like,
"Oh, for me, I'd be like, dang, you want to come pick me up, so I don't have to take the bus? Okay.
Like, yeah. Like, I don't know. So, and I'm just really picky now. Like, not so much with, like, looks and stuff. It's just...
No, you should be.
I'm like, I do a lot of crap. I work a lot. I don't have time to waste on somebody that isn't up to what I'm doing in my life. If you're not motivated, you're not driven, you're not working towards a goal, or and you're just kind of sitting around smoking pot and not doing anything with your life, then I don't, I'm like, I'm good, bro.
And you have to have someone that, like, clicks with you. That's, yeah, like, a big thing with me. Is like, with the guy who I went on so many dates with, I'm like, I don't know why. Like, if it's not there, it's not there. You can't, like, force something to be there.
Right.
But you, like, now you're like, oh, this is a nice guy with this checklist and checklist. You're hard to come across. So I'll attempt to make it work. Why did I even do this? Ah!
It totally sucks, though, when you do meet somebody that is on your checklist. Like, everything on your checklist, and then it doesn't work out. Like, in on top of, like, being super sexually attracted to them, and the sex is amazing, and then it just doesn't work. I think that's when it F's up people. Like, when you have this image in your head on how things should be, what your dream Disney prince or princess is supposed to be like, and you get them.
Yeah.
And then you lose them. And it's like, and you know, like, logically speaking, it's better to be without them. But you still kind of yearn for that. And that's when people kind of get this mishmash idea of what relationships should be. And that's why they start comparing them to this person. But at the end of the day, we know it's probably a garbage person.
Has that happened to you, Vicky? It sounds like it has.
Yeah, it has.
It sounds like you're very passionate about that.
Yes, it has.
I don't think it has happened to me. I don't really think I've actually, like, had a checklist, really. Like, I know everyone has, like, this, 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 and this. I mean, I definitely have my checklist of what I do not want. But I haven't actually, like, quote unquote, built my perfect guy. Because I feel like, let's get real, we're all flawed and crazy in our own different ways.
I think for me, like, though, when it says, like, perfect guy, like, I want to have a guy who's into tattoos. Like, who's got tattoos or is okay with them. Because I've dated a guy who didn't like my tattoos.
But what if he, like, really had no passion but had no, like, dislike for them? Was just meh about, like, yeah, they're cool, sure.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're not giving me crap, but I think they're so sexy. Like, I'm super attracted.
Oh, I think tattoos are sexy, too.
I'm super attracted to tattoos, so it would be kind of weird or hard. I like that rocker look. Like, I don't want somebody that's full on. Like, I've seen pictures of guys that I used to date, and, like, I don't want somebody that's wearing, like, the baggy pants with all the chains and, like, multiple piercings on their face. Like, that's,
yeah.
I think I would have liked that 10 years ago. That's a little, I want something, like, in the middle, where you're still rocker, but you're kind of chilled. Like, you kind of have that edge, you know?
And the only, like, cool crazy hair. Thing you do is, like, get tattoos rather than, like, pierce everything.
Yeah. Like, piercings are cool. Like, some, like, ears pierce, like, some cool piercings in your ears, or, like, one or two on the face, maybe most. Like, a nose piercing, like a whoop.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or the actually, bowl maybe just one. Everyone's trying.
I'm not a big fan of
I don't
of
like
that
them
one.
Either, but I have so many friends and so many friends that are girls that have them.
I don't know. I've never been a fan, and I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I prefer, like, guys, some guys with nose rings look really cute.
Yeah.
Depends. But, like, I'm like, I want somebody who likes nerdy stuff, who, like, that's kind of, like, on my checklist. Cause I date, like, the same guy, the one I dated for 3 years, he wasn't really a nerd. There was a few nerdy things he liked. Like, he liked the movie Hellboy, so I'd buy him, like, Hellboy comics to get him to comics, but he didn't really read them or.
Yeah.
He liked the art.
Well, see, that's, like, weird for me. So I've never had, like, I mean, I'm so. I like my stuff, but that's fine if you don't like, I like hot yoga, like, but that's totally okay if you don't like hot, you know, like, I right. don't eat meat or whatever, and that's totally okay if you eat meat. Like, I have things that, like, I like or enjoy, but I'm so okay if you don't, mm-hmm. you know, I've never been like, oh, I really, like, I don't know, I've dated country dudes, I've dated badasses, I've dated, like, the plain Jane, you know, so I'm just kind of like, I've dated the emo dude, like, I kind of like everything.
I see, for me, though, it's, like, I think it's this guy kind of ruined it for me in the sense of, like, I talk about, like, my stories. I'm like, let me tell you about this character, X-23, or let me talk to you about my comics. And he's like, oh, my God. It's like, stop it already. It's like, you've already told me. It's like, I'm sorry, I got really excited. And I'm reiterating a part of the story and then giving you another piece of the story.
Yeah, and he just, like, doesn't care and can't even relate to it kind right. of thing. That's where you need a guy that just, at least if he can't even relate, at least will, like, listen to you and, like, be
pretend,
interested.
Just pretend to be interested. Just,
yeah, I mean, like, I go to, like, I went to Hot Pilates and it was my first Hot Pilates class last night and I was so, like, kind of nervous but excited about it and this and that. And, like, my boyfriend could give two Fs about it or whatever. But after the class, he was like, he asked me about it. He's like, oh, so how did it go? And I know he doesn't care, but at least like he asked and like is pretending to be interested.
He doesn't care about the class. He cares about you and if you had a good time.
Yeah. And so you need a, well, I think every guy and every right, girl every should person. Be like.
You need somebody who genuinely cares that you care about something.
Yeah. Or like, oh, this excites you. Like that's like, he really wanted to see it. I didn't care about seeing it, but I'm like, I'll go with you. Like, shoot. Like maybe I'll end up liking it. This is something you want to do.
Did you like it?
I was not scared at all. I had not seen the original. So I completely, Danny V from the main show, he was very displeased with it. And I completely agreed with everything he said. It was, to me, it was more like heartfelt, like all these kids are like bonding together. Aww. And really, and I was like, oh, this
you'll
is
like
so
Stranger
sweet.
Things then.
Oh, I love it. But yeah, I was not scared. So I was like, I don't know. I mean, the clown does look really creepy. Like the whole face does, but the rest of it, I was like, eh.
See, I don't like anything kind of remotely scary-ish. So if I'm dating a guy, it's like, honey, be okay with me like digging my face into your shoulder because I'm not going to watch. I'll be there with you, but I'm not watching it.
Or let's rent it so at least you can scream at home.
Yeah, I'm like, if you make me watch this, I'll make you watch something you really don't want to watch that I want to watch. I feel like that is fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just trying to think what else is on my checklist that I really like. It's just, yeah.
Somebody have to be a certain...
I don't want him to be shorter than me. That's
okay, I was
going to
say, like a certain height or a certain...
I'd rather not him be shorter than me, which isn't too hard. Because
no,
everyone looks like a giant compared to me.
Yeah, my friend, that was like her one thing on her checklist. And now is dating someone shorter.
That's so funny.
I know. She's like, the one thing I said I would never do, look at me now.
I was like, the guy must be pretty awesome.
And they've been together forever. So see, sometimes you just got to go against your checklist, man.
Well, anyways, I think it's a good place to wrap it up. Let us know if you guys have anything on like your checklist.
Yeah.
Whether shallow or not, we won't judge, maybe. Hopefully.
We'll probably judge, but that's fine. Do it anyway.
Just enough. Anywho, I'm going to go enjoy my weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Bye, Sarah.
Bye.